The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You're packed, you're ready to go. The kids are out the door. Your holiday is finally here. But you're worrying about the security of your home while you're away. Well, joining us now to give us some tips on how to secure your property is Sergeant Mark Bulger of the Garda National Crime Prevention Unit. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks very much.
Now, there are a few obvious things I suppose you could start with. Make sure you lock your door before you go and your window.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, Pat, we do see the most common entry method for burglaries is through unsecured, either a front door or a back door or a rear window. So we would urge people to secure the doors as best they possibly can.
So this would be the opportunistic thief who comes along, sees that your home is unoccupied and then tests every possible entry for ease of entry.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, they'll approach the front door and just with the you striking down the handle, you can very easily check whether the door is actually properly secured with all the levers.
Yeah. And if you only have a simple thing like an ordinary, what we used to call a Yale lock, but you know that kind of lock, a simple one, not a double lock, how easy is that to push in?
It depends really on the door and the structure of the door. So kind of what we'd encourage people to do is to actually check the door and check is it marked either 1, 2, or 3 star marked. Is the lock actually solid secure or does it have a European or a British standard marking on it? And if the lock, any particular brand doesn't have that, we'd encourage replacing that. Mm. For the more common front doors and back doors, now we'd have the Euro cylinder locks. And again, I would check that it's an anti-snap Euro cylinder lock. And if not, can consider replacing it.
Okay. Now, the burglar probably won't approach if the house looks occupied. What are the obvious signs of vacancy?
Well, I suppose with people just bearing in mind now that we're coming into the summer months and obviously people will be going away on holidays, is to kind of consider your house is going to look vacant. So what you can do, there's a couple of simple steps that you can do to kind of make your house look like it's occupied. You can use timer switches on lights, smart bulbs as well are very common nowadays as well, where you can just switch it on an app on your phone. You could ask a trusted friend or a neighbour to check your post, make sure your post doesn't build up in the hallway or in a letterbox, an external letterbox, and to remove that post from that. You could also contact On Post. They have a mail minder service. If you're away for a particular length of time, they will hold your mail until such time until you're back in your house.
Okay.
And just make sure your gardens and that are kept clean and tidy as well.
Okay, so they're the things that you could do. People who have an alarm, of course, I mean, presumably they do alarm the house. But if they have a fault in the alarm and it's always going off, they might say, I can't be driving everyone mad with my alarm going off while I'm away and be 2 weeks in Benidorm. So they may not switch on the alarm.
Yeah, well, we'd urge people just to check before they're going away on holidays, to check is their alarm fully functioning and is the battery, the backup battery, does it have sufficient charge? And if not, consider kind of replacing it. But we'd also encourage that you regularly get your alarm serviced on a kind of an annual or a biannual basis, whatever needs be, and to make sure that it's by a registered PSA installer, alarm installer.
Now, you know the way there are people who post everything online, what they're having for breakfast, the queue for the loo, whatever it might be, everything goes online. And that tells you where they are.
Yeah. We would encourage, I know the temptation is there for everybody to kind of put up the post in the airport of we're away on holidays now for 2 weeks, but you're giving away very important information to suggest that you're not going to be at home. Criminals do kind of watch social media networks. So we'd encourage to kind of ease back on that temptation of posting the holiday pics to make family and friends envious. And also just to bear in mind as well that if you are somebody that regularly posts on social media and you're away on holidays with somebody else, just bear in mind they might like that bit of privacy as well and not to tag those people in your photographs as well, because it's also giving away their information as well to suggest that they may not be home.
Yeah. Now, things like milk on the doorstep and you forget to cancel it.
Yeah. This is where a good trusted friend or a neighbour will come in and say, have somebody regularly check in the house and make sure at different times of the day, if you have forgotten to cancel any kind of deliveries you may get, we would urge to kind of to contact them as soon as possible. As soon as you realise, I've forgotten to cancel the milk, contact your milkman straight away, and get those things cancelled. But again, as I say, a good trusted neighbour or family friend to call around to the house regularly, different times, and check the property at day and night, and just make sure that everything is okay in the house.
Is there anything people can do in a more structured way in advance of going away to make their house or home more like a fortress? You know, go on.
Yeah, so basically you could do maintenance in around the house, like it's basically removing the means to commit crime. So I know, say, out in my own back garden there in the shed, I've ample amount of tools, implements that could be used to break into the house. So make sure that the lock that you use on your shed is of a good quality standard. The bolts, for instance, on the bolt of the shed door, you could use carriage bolts. Swap them out for carriage bolts. Basically, they're bolts that they don't have a mechanism or a gripping mechanism on the head of the bolt. So it makes it that little bit harder for a burglar to kind of just unscrew the bolts, take off the lock, and away you go in your shed. Ladders again, long ladders out in the back garden are basically an easy step for a burglar to use to gain access into your property.
And then there are people who's always forgetting their key, so they hide a key.
Yeah. We like putting your keys in like the likes of a hallway stand or within clear view of a front door or a letterbox or a window. We would urge people not to do that and kind of hide them away. If you are going to hide them in the house, hide them away. That's not visible anywhere at all. If you're somebody that hides a key, say under a rock or under a flower pot in your front garden, you can do that, but just chop and change where you do it. Don't leave it in the one place regularly. And if you are going away on holidays, definitely take that key away.
All right. Well, of course, people may not, they may be planning a holiday, but it may not happen because of the Aer Lingus threatened strike. And we'll be talking about that a little later on in the program. Yeah. I suppose I should ask you finally, how common are these summer burglaries?
It is common. It's probably not as common as winter months. So basically during summer months, what we do see is we see a variation in time of burglary patterns. So during the summer months, burglaries tend to happen between the hours of 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. That's what we see in our statistics, whereas in comparison to wintertime, wintertime happens between 5 p.m. and 12 p.m. And in summertime, it happens between midnight and 5 a.m. So generally, it's under the hours of darkness. That's when the burglars like to prowl around and be opportunistic and seize upon any incident they happen to find. So we'd encourage kind of even lighting and that as well, to consider using motion detection lighting and that around the property.
Yeah, and the final thing is about if the terrible happens when you are burgled while you're away, to know what you have, because claiming from the insurance might be tricky if you claim something is gone, or maybe months later you go looking for something and you said, oh my God, he took that too.
Yeah. So we'd encourage people to keep a log or a record inventory of valuable items or any item that they wish, just for fear that if they were the victim of a burglary, that at least then they have some to come back to you to reference against. So we have, and Garda Síochána has developed the Garda Property app. It was launched in 2022. It's free to download on iOS and Android. Details are available on www.garda.ie, or if you just do a Google search on Garda Property app, you'll find that, and it's a free application to download. You can record any amount of property you wish. It's ideal for the likes of bicycles, to tools, jewellery, anything at all, pets. You can take a photograph, record the unique identifier, serial number, which is very important to us, because if we recover that property in 2, 3, 4 months, any time down the line, we are then in a better position to be able to return that property back to the rightful owner.
Very good. So the Garda Property app, you'll find it there. And EU Focus Day on domestic burglary is actually happening on Wednesday, the 19th of June, which is, of course, tomorrow. So there you are. Garda, Mark Bulger, Sergeant Mark Bulger from the Garda National Crime Prevention Unit. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.